Hey everyone, Tori here. I just wanted to take a second to thank everyone who has listened to the podcast so far. Your support means so much to us. I also wanted to let you know that we have started a Patreon to fund our show. We have a lot of cool perks for our supporters, including director's notes for each episode, monthly Q&As with the cast and crew, and maybe a special shout out for you on our credits. If you like this podcast, please head on over to patreon.com/LarryWellsJournals. That's patreon.com/LarryWellsJournals, and click on the join link. We are so incredibly grateful for our listeners, and we can't wait to continue sharing this podcast with you. And now, on to the episode.
Audio journal entry number 5. This is Larry Wells. It is October 5th, 2009 at 7:30 p.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, as I said in my last entry, I still haven't spoken to Fiona yet. I don't know. I'm having a really hard time mustering up the... I don't know, for lack of a better word, I'm having a hard time mustering up the balls. I didn't really see her today. I actually chickened out and went to the library for lunch, and... ugh. Fuck. I know I need to stop avoiding her. I just...
speak of the devil.
Oh my god!
And she doth appear.
Fiona. Hey.
Hey yourself.
What are you doing here? I didn't hear you come in.
I was in the neighborhood. Is your mom at work?
No, she's... She's actually out of town for the week on business. It was pretty last minute. My sister's with my dad right now.
So it's just the two of us.
Uh-huh.
Goody. You look nervous. Do I make you nervous, Larry?
No.
That's a yes. Why do I make you nervous?
You don't?
Well, that's interesting. For the last 3 weeks, you haven't really said much to me. At first, I didn't think much of it, but then you stopped joining us for lunch. Still didn't think much. Then you never returned any of my calls or texts.
That's a little paranoid, don't you?
I'm not finished.
Okay.
You don't return any of my calls or texts, so again, I thought nothing of it. But out of concern, I decided to ask my brother if he'd spoken to you. He told me that you guys talk all the time.
Yeah, but...
still not done. He also told me that you and Sadie still talk. You three even hung out 2 days ago. Now, after hearing that you're talking to all your other friends, a girl can't help but feel like she might be part of the problem. So, talk. What did I do that was so awful that the freshman who I adopted out of the kindness of my heart would so rudely turn on me,
Nothing!
Bullshit.
I'm not-
Bullshit, Larry.
Fiona-
Careful, kid. 3 strikes and you're out, and believe me when I tell you that this is not a game you want to play. So, take a deep breath, take your time, and also, do forgive me if I get to be a little impatient with you. It's just that I tend to turn into a raging bitch when I'm being ghosted with no explanation.
Okay.
Now, tell me, what's been going on?
Well...
speak up.
You remember when you came over with the cast list and you told me that Kevin...
Kevin was being a petty little bitch. Yeah, I remember. Continue.
Well, later that night, I called Olivia.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
What?
Nothing. Just... nothing. Go on.
Anyway, I asked about Kevin being upset with me, and she... well, she had a different take on things.
I'm all ears.
Well,
I can't hear you.
The
ice is cracking, kid.
Why were you kicked out of Earnshaw?
I beg your pardon?
Why are you kicked out of Earnshaw?
What business is that of yours?
It's not. It's just that... Olivia...
and what business is that of hers?
It's not. It's no one's business.
Exactly. So what bearing does it have on you not talking to me? What did Little Livy tell you?
Little Livy?
That's an old pet name I have for her. But, in any case, what did she say?
She said I should be careful around you.
Gasp.
That you always have an agenda.
Scandalous.
That you have a tendency for playing people against each other until you're bored.
Shocking! Jesus, Larry. That little bitch has had it in for me since she was in middle school. Besides, if I was so awful, do you really think that Tony would have introduced us? What? Or that I would have let you guys hang out with me and my friends? Come on, kid. You can't put a lot of stock in what people say about others.
I know, it was stupid. I just have a bit of a history with trusting people and the wrong people.
I didn't ask for your life story. Look, kid, all you need to know is that girl is full of shit. Always was, always will be. Okay?
Okay. So, I'm confused. Are we good?
I've been good. Are you good?
Yeah.
Good. Next time, if you have any questions regarding my intentions towards you, just ask, okay?
Got it.
Good. Because way too many people are becoming such pussies when it comes to an actual face-to-face confrontation, you know that?
Well, I've never really been one for confrontation.
Yeah, I noticed.
Sorry. You know, not gonna lie, when you showed up out of nowhere just now like you did, I kind of scared the shit out of me.
I know, that was the point. Always catch your opponent off guard, especially with a physical face-to-face. Seriously, if you ever sense confrontation, Larry, don't be one of those people who's a real badass behind a phone or a computer, but a total pussy when it comes to an actual face-to-face.
Okay?
I'm being serious. Ever since the invention of the text message, MySpace, and now Facebook, I lament that face-to-face confrontation is a dying art. I mean, don't get me wrong, social media has its perks and merits, but still.
Yeah, tragic. We are good, though, right?
Yes, Larry. We're good.
Good. Oh, God.
What?
Nothing, it's just that... It's something Olivia said, and you're right. You're absolutely right. She made up some bullshit story about why you were kicked out of Earnshaw.
Oh?
Yeah, you might actually get a kick out of this one. She said that you were caught... Oh my God, it's so stupid. She said that you were caught having a threesome with two guys, and that's why you were kicked out. I mean, it's ridiculous, but...
I did.
Huh?
Have sex with two guys at the same time. Yeah, I did it.
Oh.
Although, well, we didn't do it at the school. That part was bullshit, and it's also not the reason that I left. We did it at my place. Mom was on her honeymoon, so I had the place to myself. I had a couple of my guy friends over to watch some movies, and my mother is a stone-cold alcoholic.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Again, life story. Didn't ask. Anyway. The liquor cabinet was stocked, and I knew that Mom wouldn't notice if one or two of her bottles of vodka went missing. One of them brought some pot over, and the other decided to put on a movie called Eternal.
I've seen that one. I actually just rented it.
Then you'll know that that movie is more lesbian porn than it is plot.
It really is. It
now,
really is.
Don't get me wrong. The movie is sexy as all hell. But you put a movie like that on while you're drinking with a girl, and the first thing on your mind isn't how accurate the Elizabeth Bathory storyline is.
Yeah.
So, the lights go out, and the three of us put away a good bottle and a half of vodka. Now, I can hold my liquor pretty well, but my mom stocks the good stuff, so speaking for myself, I was pretty well trashed.
The other two weren't drunk?
I don't know how much alcohol they could take, so I don't know. They were stoned as all hell, though, I can tell you that much. I saw how much they smoked.
It was a lot?
It would have killed Bob Marley.
Jesus.
So, about halfway through the movie, one of them puts his hand on my thigh, which I'm sure you know is the universal sign for I want to get some.
I did not, actually.
You might find out one day. Don't hold your breath, though. Anyway. This guy is trying to put the moves on me, but little did he know, I was in the middle of giving the guy sitting on the other side of me a very subtle hand job.
How do you give someone a very subtle hand job?
Slowly.
I feel like that would be very ineffective.
You'd be surprised. Anyway, I wasn't paying much attention to the guy who I wasn't touching. Nantola's hand ended up between my legs. And let me just say, boy knew how to use his fingers.
Okay, I really don't want to hear this.
Oh my, calm down, Larry. You don't need an adult. Get that expression off your face. Anyway, one thing leads to another, and next thing I know, all three of us are naked, and I am on my back on my mother's coffee table while the movie plays.
Fiona, I really get the picture, and... Oh, Jesus. You know, I thought shit like that only happened in porn.
Porn is boring. Real life is way more fun. So anyway, the two of them, in their infinite marijuana-addled wisdom, decided that it would be fun to try and DP me. Which, okay, I could be down for that. But the guy who tried taking me up the ass didn't have the foresight to prep me before he tried to shove his dick up there. Little piece of advice, kid.
Okay,
Lou,
okay,
is your
okay,
friend.
Okay, okay, I get it, I get it, okay? I get it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Larry. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. It's just that no one ever actually asks my side of the story. They assume that they know what happened without ever actually asking me what did happen. Don't feel bad, though. My parents have been doing it to me my whole life.
I'm really sorry that happened to you.
Why?
That's just... I mean, if it was me, I would feel pretty violated, not to mention humiliated.
Oh my, wait. Do you think they raped me?
You don't?
Oh, good God, no. I was just an active participant as they were. What happened was the farthest thing from rape. Oh, if they'd been up for a third round, you couldn't have kept my legs closed. But that does lead to the second part of my story, and I think that this is the part that will be most relevant to your question.
That wasn't the whole story?
If that was the whole story, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. Now, for the most part, I'm of the opinion that what happens between two, or in this case, three people, should stay between three people. My sex life is nobody's business except the people that I choose to do it with.
Sure?
I think so too. Unfortunately, the two idiots who I chose to have sex with didn't share the same philosophy. This sex-addled night happened on Friday night, and by Monday, when I went back to school, things seemed a little off. You know that feeling you have when you know people are talking about you behind your back, but they don't have the balls to say it to your face?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Well, I had my suspicions, but funny how no one actually wanted to talk to me about it. My closest friends cut me off completely. No rhyme or reason, which is why I was pissed at you, by the way. But, you know, forgive and forget.
Yeah, sure.
And when I stooped low enough to reach out to my former friends and ask them what the hell I had done to warrant being socially ostracized, they told me that they weren't about to be friends with a rapist.
I'm lost.
So was I. So, after a little persuasion...
Don't want to know.
Yeah, better not make you an accessory after the fact.
Okay, you see, you say shit like that, and I'm really not sure if you're kidding.
I know, right? Anyway... It took a little while, but my friends finally spilled the story that had been spreading through the school like wildfire. Turns out that the two idiots had some regrets after the high wore off, and they had told everyone that I had gotten them drunk and taken advantage of them. That they hadn't really wanted to do it.
Were you pissed?
Pissed is a little too nice for what I was, but sure, let's use that. And... just when you think things can't get worse. You went to St. Sebastian's with Tony, right?
Uh-huh.
And how gossipy were the kids in your class?
Oh, God, how long do you have?
Exactly. And I can assure you that it was worse in high school. So, it was only a matter of time before idle high school gossip reached the school diocese. And from there, our parents.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. My mother was... unhappy. To say the least. I don't think that there was a dish in our house that didn't feel the force of her wrath. She even smashed family pictures. Then, went out of her way to tear up the pictures that had me in them after the frames were smashed.
Okay, that seems a little... excessive.
Oh yeah. Screamed at me. Told me what a disgusting little cunt I was.
Oh my God, she said that? Like, actually said that? Oh, God, my mom wouldn't say that, and believe me, my mom has said and done some really shitty things to me.
Mm-hmm. That was actually one of the nicer things she said to me.
Jesus.
There was one very memorable day where she sat on the couch sobbing into a bottle of wine, "I have no daughter, I have no daughter."
Not a glass of wine?
No.
Okay, yep, been there.
Anyway, the diocese pulled all of us, parents included, into the office discuss what happened. And it didn't matter that I vehemently told them what actually happened over and over again. It was 2-1, and in the words of the priest, what were the chances that 2 men were going to lie before their parents and God?
Already high in my experience.
So, with my reputation shattered beyond repair and no friends to speak of, I decided that it would be better for me to start over in a different school than try to pick up the pieces where I was.
Okay, so you weren't actually expelled.
Not officially. Let's just say that my mom and the priest both were very adamant that it would be better for me to start over somewhere else. And even though it pissed me off that they won, I finally agreed.
So, not expelled, but you may as well have been.
Basically. So I changed school districts and came over to Valley River. Coming to the third part of my story.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
All good stories have a part 3, kid. Anyway, part 3. I came to Valley River and thought it would be great. Nobody would know me, I could make some new friends, everything would be great.
And I'm gonna guess that's not how things went.
No, they did. For a year. The rest of sophomore year was fine. I made friends, got good grades, got mom off my back. And then this year rolled around.
What happened this year?
The younger siblings of the guys that I fucked came into the freshman class.
What? Wait, who?
None of your business. I still adhere to don't kiss and tell.
You just told me everything that happened, in very graphic detail, I might add.
Oh, don't be a prude. You watch porn, don't you?
That's a personal question.
So, yes. Anyway, I didn't use names, so there's no way for you to know which freshman I'm talking about. Unless you want to go to every person in your 600-person class and ask them if their older brother fucked Fiona Marchetti. And I mean, that wouldn't get you anywhere, because they would all say yes. I mean, look at me.
Yeah, I mean...
Besides, for most of them, saying yes wouldn't even be a lie.
I'm sorry, what?
Larry, if you have one bad experience, you can't let it ruin your life.
Yeah, I've been hearing that one a lot lately.
Well, then it must be true.
Yeah. Oh, God, Jesus, that is... Yeah, I gotta say, that is a very lousy how I lost my virginity story.
Oh, please. By that point, I was the furthest thing from a virgin. That ship sailed when I was 13.
What?
He was 13 too, Larry.
Oh, 13-year-old should not be having sex.
You know, I would have to agree with you. He didn't last very long.
Oh, thank God, Fiona, I seriously don't need to hear that one either, okay?
Fine, kid, fine.
Okay, so Olivia's full of shit.
Well, yes and no. No, because she was actually telling you the truth. Yes, because she misled you about the circumstances. Although, I don't think that's her fault. She was probably just repeating what she heard.
I'll be sure to set her straight next time I see her.
As cute as your loyalty is, that isn't necessary. I can fight my own battles, Larry.
I guess. You're sure we're good, right?
I don't know. Are you gonna go running from me every time you see me now that you know the whole sordid truth?
No. No, I won't.
Well, then, I guess we're good.
Okay. I'm sorry for avoiding you the way I did.
Kid, next time just ask. You might not want to hear the answer, but I'll always tell you the truth.
Good to know. So, what else is going on? Audio journal entry number 6. This is Larry Wells. It is October 8th, 2009 at 9:45 p.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, I feel better after talking to Fiona. Didn't really want to, if I'm being completely honest. The girl kind of scared the hell out of me, but I think I feel better after having talked to her. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's a lesson to be learned here. The things that you want to do the least are the things that are necessary for growth, or, I don't know, something that my mom would probably have embroidered on a pillow or something.
Do you have anything strong?
Hello to you too? Look, Fiona, not that I don't appreciate you dropping in unannounced, but
maybe we should discuss some boundaries.
Yeah, whatever. Where does your mom keep the good stuff?
I'm not going to...
Is your mom still out of town?
Yeah.
Will she notice if anyone's been sampling her liquor?
Probably not. Wait, why don't you just drink at your home? I thought your mom kept the place stocked.
She does, and her and new dad number 3 have been fighting all day, so they are currently bogarting the liquor cabinet. And, as much as I love listening to drunk and belligerent fighting followed by drunk and belligerent sex, only to be followed by even more drunk and belligerent fighting because someone wasn't satisfied, I'd rather be quiet and peaceful after the day I've had. So again, I ask, where's the good stuff?
Okay, fine. Follow me. Liquor cabinet's in the kitchen.
Thank you.
Sure. So, what are you in the mood for? I can give you a glass or a shot of something, or I can make you a cocktail.
Oh?
Yeah, I've been my dad's personal bartender since I was 7, much to my mother's chagrin.
I'm sure.
Hey, by the time I was 8, I could make the meanest damn martini you ever did drink.
Gin or vodka?
Gin.
Attaboy. You know what? A cocktail actually sounds nice.
What can I get ya?
Can you make a Rob Roy?
We are out of vermouth.
Rum and Coke?
Rum and Diet Coke?
Christ. Double vodka neat.
That I can do. Smirnoff or Grey Goose?
Grey Goose.
Gotcha.
You only pulled out one glass.
Uh-huh.
You're not gonna drink with me?
Oh god, no, I don't drink. I spent enough time cleaning up after my parents. The last thing I need is to develop a drinking problem of my own.
Well, I refuse to drink alone, so figure out what you want to drink and sit your ass down.
Okay, I guess I'll have a glass of wine or... Ooh, there's some strawberry lemonade. That may be good with some vodka or...
Ugh.
What?
Nothing. Have fun with your bitch drink.
No, it's fine.
Chill. I won't tell anyone that your first drink is a drink for pansies.
Okay.
Cheers.
Ugh. Oh, wow.
Well, calm down. It's only hard lemonade.
Still, though. Jesus, why do people drink this?
You don't drink it for the taste, you drink it for the effect. Granted, the lemonade does help.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Wait.
Ugh, it's my first drink. Cut me a break. Ugh. Whew. So, what happened today?
Well, you see, today was shit. But it started out pretty good. I mean, I broke up with Colin.
Wait, when did that happen?
This morning.
When did you decide you were gonna do that? Come to think of it, you never even told me you started dating him in the first place.
Oh my god, you need to get a Facebook. You'll never find out anything if you're not on there.
I have MySpace.
Kid, it's almost 2010. Do you know how obsolete MySpace is?
I'm still on there.
You and about 5 other people. Seriously, start a Facebook. I'll even hold your hand while you sign up if you want.
Not necessary.
Okay, good. Anyway, I had broken up with Colin and then...
What?
Well... Okay, it was actually kind of funny.
What?
Colin asked me for breakup sex.
No.
Can't make this shit up. By the way, where were you at lunch?
Oh, yeah, I was in the library. There was some homework I wanted to catch up on.
Well, that's a shame. You missed a show.
Okay, so what happened? What did he say?
Alright, well, here's what happened. We were just talking, and I had already dropped the very tragic news that he wasn't going to benefit from my tender affection anymore.
Okay, pause. Why did you break up with him?
His dick was gross.
I'm sorry?
Larry, are you circumcised?
I'm not sure if that's any of your business.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Your chances of getting laid are automatically higher than Colin's are right now.
Wait, so you... didn't have sex with him.
No! I very nearly sucked him off, though.
What the hell does it nearly mean? Did you get within an inch of his dick and then decide, pass?
Actually, yeah, that's pretty much how it went down. Even if I didn't.
Okay. Speaking on behalf of my gender, getting a guy's hopes up like that is a bitch move.
Yeah, well, you would have changed your mind, too, if you knew what his dick smelled like.
It smelled?
Kid... Let me impart one small piece of advice to you as you go out into the world of dating.
And what's that?
Hygiene. It's important. Make sure that your dick does not smell like it's a small rotting animal attached to your body, because if it does, then you might one day have a devastatingly sexy girl who is perfectly willing to go down on you change her mind at the last second because she cannot stomach the idea of putting that in her mouth.
That bad, huh?
Like a rancid sausage dipped in cottage cheese.
Oh. Oh, God, thank you so much for that visual. Oh, God, no, I'm not going to be... No, I'm not going to be able to look at him. No, I can't look at him. I can't look at him anymore. That's going to be my head.
Suffer like, as I do, Larry.
No, I'm good.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, gross dick aside, I just needed to end anyway. Boy, was way too clingy.
Yeah, I never saw the appeal. Why Colin?
I have a virgin fascination. Corruption of innocence and all that.
Yeah, but he's still a virgin.
Yeah, well, even for this cat, curiosity only goes so far, Larry.
Got it, so... Moving on. Breakup sex.
Oh, right. Anyway, I had already broken the news, and of course he was heartbroken.
Of course.
If you had a girl who looked like me, you would be sad too, Larry.
Wouldn't know.
Anyway, he had already tried to get me to change my mind, and of course I wasn't budging because... Ew. If I'm not going to let that thing near my mouth, what on earth made him think that he would be venturing any further south? I still don't understand. But that's when he says, well, don't you think that you at least owe me something? To which I said, what exactly do you think that you're owed? And then he got all bashful, just for a second. Then he looked me right in the eye, in the middle of the cafeteria, and said, well, I was thinking something along the lines of breakup sex.
Oh my God. He said that in front of everyone.
The entire table went silent.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then, I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Oh God, what did you do?
I laughed at him.
Laughed at him? You mean snickered, giggled?
No, I am talking a full-on Ursula the Sea Witch cackle. Oh, I'm sorry! The idea that he thought that he was entitled to break up sex with me, the fact that he thought I would give it to him, it was too much. I couldn't help myself, but... Then, as luck would have it, the bell rang and he bolted.
Oh my God, that's why he was crying.
I'm sorry? He was crying?
You know, it might have been something else.
Oh,
but...
No. Move me with his tears, Larry. They sustain me.
Okay, I fear you.
Good. Now, come on, tell me what happened.
Okay, fine. Nothing really. I was coming out of the library and Colin shoved me aside and said, get the fuck out of my way, creep, which I'm not sure what I did to warrant that, but whatever. Anyway, he was definitely crying.
Oh, kid, everyone calls you the creep. Creep, creeper, the creep. It's your pet name.
Well, hang on, I'm not sure I like that. What did I do to earn that? I don't really talk to anyone, and I really don't... No one really has any reason to think I'm creeper the creep. I don't like that.
First, you play the grave robber just a little too well.
So I'm being punished for being a good actor?
Well, that's not all. Second, the way you dress. You wear nothing but black, and I don't care how flattering you think it is. It's off-putting.
It's not that bad.
You look like you're vying for Emo Kid of the Year award. That trench coat you wear does not help. It's only October, and we don't live somewhere that it snows. Lose the coat, Larry.
It's comfy, and I'm not going to lose anything, okay?
Third, you talk constantly about the Joker, serial killers, or the Victorian era. Oh my God,
people ask me what I'm interested in, what I watch, what I read, and that's what I'm interested in, and they ask me so I talk about it.
Constantly. Not only that, your lack of social cues doesn't do you any favors. You special?
Fuck you.
On account of booze, I'll let that one slide. Speaking of which, I'm out. Be a dear and get me another glass.
Okay.
Get yourself one, too.
I'm okay.
I never drink alone, so pour another.
Alright.
Another thing to learn from me. There is nothing more depressing than drinking alone.
No. God, if that DARE officer could see me now.
What DARE officer?
Oh, back at St. Sebastian's, we had to take a DARE course.
Yeah, so did I. And for the record, you're flunking the peer pressure segment.
Thanks. Anyway, okay, you may call and cry, but I'm sorry, you said today was shitty, so connect the dots for me.
Ugh,
I am slowly learning that the siblings of the Threesome Brothers are trying to make life very difficult for me at school.
Why won't you tell me who they are?
Because it doesn't concern you.
But I just want
if it ever concerns you, I'll tell you. But from where I'm standing, right now you can barely deal with confrontation, you can't hold your liquor, and you're trying desperately not to be bothered by the fact that you're known as the theater department creep. Leave the fighting to the grown-ups, okay?
Man, I just want to help.
I know you do. And that's very adorable and somewhat flattering. But I don't need your help, Larry. It's just something I need to deal with. God, it seems like everywhere I go, people go out of their way to make me the bad guy and the source of all evil for everything that went wrong in their lives.
You really think so?
Take my mom, for example. She was seduced by a handsome, debonair gentleman who promised that he would leave his wife for her, and now she's left with a constant reminder of the time that she turned her back on God in the pursuit of carnal pleasure. You know, that evil bitch works sex crimes, and she acts like what I did was the worst thing she's ever come across. This from a woman who slept with a married man, and not just any married man, but an alleged gangster. Had a daughter with said married man. Has been the other woman in 3 times that I know of. Has been married 3 times, divorced twice. And she does all this while claiming to be a good Catholic.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you have problems with the church.
Whatever gave you that idea? Oh, and then there's Vicky, for whom I am a constant reminder that her husband doesn't love her and hasn't for years. Please. She'll tell anyone who will listen that I'm the reason her life went to shit. It has absolutely nothing to do with her or who she is as a person.
Yeah, I've never really been a fan of Mrs. Mark. I've never really been a fan of Vicky.
And then you have the siblings of Idiots 1 and 2, who only know the story that their clearly devout older brothers told them, who are willing to believe anything that they're told because to do otherwise would require them to A, have a brain, and to B, use it.
Okay, yeah, but they're freshmen, so really, in the grand scheme of things, what can they do?
Never underestimate how far someone would go to ruin someone's life, Larry.
Okay, so what are you going to do then?
I think I'm going to start dating Calvin.
Oh, wait. The guy who plays Carton in the show?
Yeah. He's cute. In a twiggy, maybe his fingers smell like vomit, maybe they don't kind of way.
Okay, but how does that help with everything going on?
Social cues, Larry. I'm trying to change the subject. But don't you worry your curly little head about this. I can handle the situation. It will be dealt with.
Okay.
You're really putting away that cocktail.
It's really good! In fact, I think I might have another one, if you don't mind.
It's your house.
You know what? You are absolutely right. It is my house. Casa de Creep. Oh god, that's gonna bug me.
Just let it roll off your back, kid. How much do other people's opinions really affect your life? Better than being called a lady rapist.
Not sure if I agree, but whatever. Wait, I thought Esther was trying to bang Calvin.
She is. It's another thing that's annoying me. Especially since the only reason that Calvin is even considering her is because he thinks that she's some damaged broken thing that he can help. I mean, for God's sakes, have you seen the cutting scar she wears on, like, trophies?
I think that's a little harsh, Fiona. The girl cuts herself. She probably needs help.
She doesn't need help, Larry. She wants attention.
You really think that?
Kid, if a girl is cutting herself and wearing short sleeves shirts to show off the scars, then she might as well have carved attention whore on her wrist.
Fiona, that's sick.
Really, kid? Because this is what it looks like when someone cuts God. And doesn't want anyone to know.
Oh my god, have you seen someone about that?
This stays between you and me, Larry. You don't say a goddamn word to anyone. I don't need to invite the entire school into my personal life more than other people already have.
Okay, I'll keep my mouth shut, but okay, if you don't want anyone to know, why tell me?
I still don't want anyone to know. But you're a little too naive. When someone is actually in pain, and cutting is the only way that they can find to release that pain, they don't broadcast it, Larry. That is the point that I am trying to make. Esther is not in pain. She is in desperate need of attention. Although, you know what? Come to think of it, Larry, you might be right. There is a good chance that Esther is in desperate need of help, and showing off her cutting scars is exactly her way of asking for it.
Fiona, wait, whoa, Fiona, what are you doing?
It's ringing. Mommy? Oh God, Mom, it's Esther. I didn't know who else to go to. I knew her dad works in your unit, and I didn't know who else to tell. We were in the changing room at rehearsal, and I saw her arms. Oh God, Mom, she has so many scars. I'm so worried about her. I don't want her to do anything. Okay. Thank you, Mom. I love you so much. Thank you for helping her. I'd like to thank the Academy.
What the fuck, Fiona? What the fuck was that?
Oh, calm down, Larry. Worst case scenario, her dad will have her holed up in a cushy little psych ward for 72 hours observation. Maybe Seven Hills or Green Valley, one of the nicer ones.
You're psychotic.
No, I'm competitive.
Yeah, well, you know what, Fiona? I can tell you from experience, those places are not nice.
First-hand experience?
You were talking about Calvin.
Alright, we'll come back to that. And, yeah. Speaking of Calvin...
Go for Calvin.
Hey, Calvin. It's Fiona.
Yeah, I know. What's up?
Nothing, just hanging with Larry. Say hi, Larry.
Hey, Calvin.
Anywho, I was wondering if you had any plans tomorrow night?
Yeah, I was actually going to go see Zombieland with Esther, but she just texted me and told me that something came up with her dad.
Oh, no. Well, my weekend just opened up. I was wondering if maybe you'd like to go see the movie with me.
Yeah, sure. Hey, you said you're with Larry, right?
Mm-hmm.
He can't hear me, right?
Of course not.
You took me off speaker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why the fuck are you hanging out with that freak?
We take the same bus and I was around. Why? Jealous?
Not of him.
Oh?
I don't know. I get weird vibes. The kid's a creep.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's dangerous.
Yeah, whatever. Just try not to get murdered.
Well, if he does try to murder me, my only request is to be served with fava beans and Chianti on the side.
Okay, you joke about that, but I wouldn't put it past him.
Well, it would be a shame if he was the last man to eat me.
Oh?
Yeah. So, tomorrow work for you?
Yeah.
Good. I'll be sure to wear something tight.
How tight are we talking?
Tight.
Guess I'll have to find out tomorrow night.
If you're lucky.
Is that so?
Look up movie times and we'll see what we can squeeze in.
Cool. Also, will you do me a favor and tell Larry that in our Act 2 scene, he keeps standing awkwardly and it's upstaging me. It's starting to piss me off.
I think I can do that.
Thanks. So, tomorrow...
Tomorrow. Bye, Calvin.
Bye.
Meh. His flirting could use a little work, but... What?
Do you guys really think this about me?
He's only one person, Larry.
No, he's not. Colin said the same thing to me today, and you're telling me other people are saying it too. Is this really what you guys think of me? Really?
Okay, would you calm down? If it makes you feel any better, I don't think that about you. A little odd, yes. Socially off-putting, sure. But relatively harmless.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have another lemonade.
Don't let me stop you.
Whoa.
What?
Larry? Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. Let's get you over to the bed. Or maybe the couch is close enough. You comfortable? Good.
You should probably go home.
Do you have a guest room?
Uh-huh.
And your mom's not going to be back for a few more days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll stay in the guest room for the night. Holler if you need anything, okay?
Okay, can you get my phone?
Sure. There you go. Is there anything else you need?
No.
Okay. Well, it is a school night, so I'm going to get to bed, okay? And I'm being serious. If you need anything, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Good night, Larry.
Good night, Fiona. Fiona?
Yeah, Larry. What is it?
Thanks for being here.
Of course. Get some sleep, kid.
Okay.
The Larry Wells Journals is created by James Cookson and produced by James and Tori Cookson. This episode was written by Tori Cookson. In this episode, you heard James Cookson as Larry, Tori Cookson as Fiona, and David Handy as Calvin. Closing credits is Possible by Ross Bugden. Find out more at instagram.com/RossBugden. Comments, questions, or just want to say hi? Email us at LarryWellsPodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our show, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Larry Wells Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and be careful what you say. You never know who's recording.